We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Cancer is something anybody can get. Sometimes genetic, there's nothing you can do. Other times there are things that people maybe can do to prevent it.
A new study from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington finds nearly half of the cancer deaths around the world can be attributed to preventable risk factors like smoking, drinking, and having a high body mass index. Kelly Compton is with the Institute, and she is one of the study co-authors. Kelly, thanks for being with us. So it sounds as if, based on this study, that even though people like to say if they get ill, you know, that it's not my fault, and for the most part it isn't, I suppose, this kind of makes it sound as if there's an awful lot of personal responsibility involved.
Thank you so much for having me. That is definitely not the key takeaway that we want to be conveyed from this study. There is always opportunity to modify one's exposure to risk factors. So if someone is considering quitting smoking, that's great. However, individual behaviors are influenced by one's environment. So at the population level, policies are needed that address social determinants of health.
Take us through some of that then. Is this, what areas are more high risk? If you're living in poverty, or what did you find that links all this together?
Certainly. There are a number of factors of one's environment that can impact behavior and exposure to metabolic and environmental risk factors. For example, poverty is one of them. But I think the main finding here is that within cancer control planning, it is important to address these modifiable risk factors at the population level, but also put that in the context that this is not the whole picture of cancer, that within cancer control plans, there also have to be mechanisms for early diagnosis and effective treatment of cancer considered as well. This is just one piece of the puzzle.
You said at the outset that you don't want the main message to be taken from this about personal responsibility, but it seems like there is some, isn't there? I mean, you know, not everybody smokes because of social economic conditions. Some people smoke because they want to smoke, and not everybody drinks because they're alcoholics. Some people drink because they like to drink, and some people are very overweight, not because of metabolic issues, but because they eat too much.
Yes. We certainly do not want to blame individuals for their disease or for their cancer, because these risk factors that we studied are just that. They are one factor of many that could contribute to the development of cancer, one of which, as you mentioned, being genetic. So certainly, yes, people should not be blamed for their disease. And as I mentioned, the behaviors such as smoking and drinking, as well as metabolic risk factors like high body mass index, is heavily influenced by the environment in which they live. And we actually found within this study that the risk attributable cancer burden differed by country depending on the country's level of sociodemographic development. So the sociodemographic development index is informed by things like level of or amount of education in women, the income level, as well as fertility. So those are some factors that go into determining, like, country by country, how these risk factors might differ per their environment.
Kelly Compton there is with the Institute there in Washington, Health Metrics and Evaluation, University of Washington, and one of the study co-authors. Kelly, thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.